This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains to us that a longtime Trump ally, Steve Bannon, has now been convicted of contempt by a federal jury in Washington.
A jury of eight men and four women has convicted former Trump advisor Steve Bannon of contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol. The panel heard closing arguments and then took just under 3 hours to reach its verdict. Bannon was convicted for refusing to appear for a deposition and for refusing to submit documents. Each count carries a sentence of 30 days to 2 years.
And that is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Ships full of Ukrainian wheat and other food may be safely sailing across the Black Sea in the next few weeks after Ukraine and Russia signed a UN export deal. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has driven up food prices around the world and overloaded silos of grain stuck in Ukraine. The two countries signed separate export deals with the UN and Turkey. A joint monitoring group will be set up in Turkey to run the operation, and both sides have pledged not to attack the cargo ships. The UN chief called the deal a beacon of hope that will help millions of hungry people. But Ukraine, as a foreign minister, expressed some caution, saying he still did not trust Russia. The White House has announced on Friday that the U.S. is sending more, an additional $270 million, in fact, in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's COVID symptoms have improved, and the White House says that he is staying busy. More from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
I'm feeling much better than I sound.
President Joe Biden and the White House painted a picture Friday of the 79-year-old president still at work despite being diagnosed with COVID-19 one day earlier. But during a video conference with his top economic team,
this is the 38th day in a row of declining retail gas prices.
Biden's illness was evident. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator.
The president is doing better. He slept well last night. He ate his breakfast and lunch.
Biden's doctors say his COVID symptoms are mild and he is responding to treatment. The White House says none of the 17 people determined to have been in close contact with Biden when he might have been contagious have tested positive. Biden will be in isolation in the White House living quarters for 5 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Judges at the United Nations' highest court have dismissed preliminary objection by Myanmar to a case alleging the Southeast Asian nation is responsible for genocide against the Rohingya ethnic minority. The decision on Friday clears the way for the highly charged case brought by Gambia to go ahead at the International Court of Justice, a process that will take years. It sets the stage for court hearings airing evidence of atrocities against Rohingya that human rights groups and a UN probe say amount to breaches of the 1948 Genocide Convention. Indigenous Canadians are voicing a range of skepticism, wariness, and hope as Pope Francis prepares to arrive in their country next week. He is scheduled to deliver a historic apology for abuses at Catholic-run residential schools. Generations of Indigenous children were sent to the schools in a system designed to sever them from their tribal families and traditions. Thousands died from disease, fire, and other causes at Catholic and Protestant-run schools. Francis apologized in April to a Canadian Indigenous delegation at the Vatican for the deplorable conduct that he put, as he put it, at the schools. Now, he'll be apologizing on Canadian soil at the site of a former residential school. A powerful body headed by a militia leader accused of war crimes has been implicated in severe abuses against migrants in conflict-scarred Libya. Migrants say the government-funded Stability Support Authority detained them in an abysmal condition and tortured them. The accusations raise further questions over European support for Libyan authorities' interception of migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean. The SSA is a grouping of militias that had come to a rival and strengthened the official anti-migrant agency like the Coast Guard and Navy. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.